Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Had a big day yesterday. If you were into Irish stuff, or college basketball, it was a big day.
You know what? Yeah, no matter your fancy. It was a big day yesterday.
My evening was checking Sapadapa So to see if the awards have been handing out and then following all of the bracket madness. That's everything I did starting at about 6 o'clock last night.
I was taking it easy.
All of that while on a couch in a reclined position. You had an 8-hour road trip in less than 24 hours,
though. It was laundry.
Yeah.
And it was just being peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Just calm and centering. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you guys do traditional Irish foods or try to make an effort for that?
We do.
What'd you have?
Corned beef and cabbage, baby.
Is that a slow cooker? Is that a crock potter?
For us. I mean, I think you don't have to be, but I don't know any other way to do it. It comes in a pack. It's available this time of year.
I don't seek it out. I think I've had it once.
I think that we need to just like go somewhere and get it because I have so many leftovers.
Because it's not like something you can make you can't make half the recipe.
And my kids hate it. They just hate it.
You would think the fish fry people this time of year would get on top of also a corned beef to go
just
deal.
For a day
yeah.
and have somebody else make it all.
If you technically, you can't consume meat on a Friday, but you could pick it up for Sunday. Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just found a loophole in the Bible.
Do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just
do another drive-thru?
A quick fundraiser?
That'd be huge.
Dude, great idea.
I think we just solved your church's financial woes.
Oh my goodness. Corned beef drive-thru. You're a genius.
If you go to the Kolach and corned beef church, you're going to the best church in town.
A drive-thru and all it dispenses is corned beef and cabbage? Oh, wow, what a smell.
I thought the world got really cool when I picked up pancakes in a drive-thru.
No kidding.
Remember, Indian Creek had to do it during COVID, as did
the
Freedom Festival.
The Freedom Festival did it as well.
But
oh, my gosh.
But drive-thru corned beef and cabbage?
I mean, next level.
I know.
Oh.
Why can't Shark Tank be at 6:03 in the morning?
We come
when
up with
the ideas
best.
Are firing.
The ideas are just beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, like Dodge, there's another idea.
And you know what? We need to write it down or something because we are going to forget. At 10 o'clock when we are done with this program, when we should take the idea and go make it happen, it's gone. It is gone.
And today, producer Ben can't document it because he's not here.
Oh, producer Ben is in Vegas. He has already been active, though. He already emailed us this morning.
We got an email. I got an email in the late 4s, early 5s, which was like the late 2s, early 3s there. So he was still up.
2 or 3 in the morning?
At let's say 2:55 to 3:05 this morning.
I want to say that his little internal clock is just set. So he probably is just waking up like his normal. Just kidding.
You think that's what it really is?
As his work mother.
I'm hoping.
I want to believe.
No, he had a successful evening at the Green Door.
No. No.
That's what went down.
No, he walked the strip just to get some exercise. He found a sensible meal, and then he went to bed early.
I was running errands Saturday morning, and we producer Ben does that Saturday scramble.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that Green Door phone call, and I heard it. And that's, you were shocked.
I was very shocked. And I hope that he steers clear of any and all green doors, which is probably hard to do on St. Patrick's Day.
We saw a few photos already. I've not seen a green door in those photos. But then again, it could be a no camera sort of place.
True.
We'll
true.
Find out.
True, 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 true.
We're only into day 1.5 of Ben in Vegas.
Oh,
so.
Producer Ben. I'm nervous. I'm excited for him, but I'm a little nervous.
We should call him.
Would you mind?
Why not?
Words out of my mouth.
Let's work under the assumption that he just got up at his regular time. It's just early there.
Thank you.
We'll call him and see how it's going.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
That's a good idea.
Well, maybe when we call him, I can also share with him a little bit of Z-Sleaze, as I do with everybody else. 6:45, our first look at Z-Sleaze, where there's a troubling report out about Mr. Bruno Mars.
I just saw this headline this morning.
Apparently likes to gamble. Maybe a little too much? We'll discuss. NZ Sleaze.
Is he his own Colonel Tom Parker?
Possibly. He might be Colonel Tom Parkering himself. Unfortunately. And you know what? The MCU is a tight-knit group of people. Actors who have portrayed those superheroes.
Who have viewed for the MC.
They are pretty super people themselves. In fact, Jeremy Renner, of course, he had that terrible snowplow accident at the beginning of last year. He almost died, almost lost his life, but he had one great friend who was pulling for him the entire time. I'll tell you who from the MCU coming up in Z-Sleaze. And sad to tell you about this passing, but the inventor of karaoke has passed away. He was a businessman, a Japanese businessman. His name was Shigeshi Nigishi.
That's what I remember it being.
I believe. Is that what you remember
That's what
too?
I remember it being.
He lived to be 100.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a fantastic life. He invented the first karaoke machine in 1967 after one of his employees made fun of the way he sang.
Really?
Yes. And then at the time, it wasn't karaoke. It was just called a Sparko box. And he would play the songs and he would sing and kind of entertain his employees. It was really fun.
It took a while for that to even come stateside.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember first seeing the word and not even understanding what this thing was.
What does that even mean?
Yes.
And guess what? He never patented his invention. His daughter said he was never interested in making money off the idea. He just took a lot of pride in seeing how the culture took over the idea and seeing that idea evolve.
That's great.
And people having fun around music. It's so fun, right? It's really great to go out and do a little karaoke. So in his honor, I've got a list of some of the best karaoke songs if you cannot sing.
If you cannot sing.
If you cannot sing, and everybody, we're all doing it. We're all going out to sing karaoke. What's your song? What do you pick?
There's got to be like Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
You got to do that. Not on my list.
Really? Because that usually gets the crowd going so it can cover up your bad singing.
I was also looking for my husband's go-to, which is Rainbow Connection.
Not on the list?
Not on the top 10
list. You have to be able to sing to do Rainbow Connection.
You think?
I'm guessing the top 10 list are songs that the crowd will support you in.
As long as you can get a good Kermit impression.
Yes.
But you're right. I hope.
Why? And if you carry a banjo, you're doubly blessed.
And you are made in the shade.
If you're sitting on the lily pad, hat trick.
No, this is, what you can't technically sing, but you want to get the crowd involved.
Yeah. Top three.
Top three. Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Totally okay.
Right? Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
I was just thinking Bon Jovi.
And can you actually, I think that we should sing this one together.
Okay.
A little bit of Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
We're going to go right into it. You ready?
Let's do it.
Bop, bop, bop. Good times never feel so good.
So good.
So good.
So good. So good.
I've been inclined, bop, 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 to believe that never would.
See, good enough.
Don't know the rest. I feel like that's one we can pull off.
I think that's the earliest I've ever karaoke'd.
Or unless you are Producer Ben, and you haven't gone to bed in Vegas, that would also count as early or late karaoke.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before your confession,
do
you mind if I take two topics that don't make sense and but I'm going to smash them together.
Okay.
I want to talk about coffee and bats.
Oh, gosh. I was hoping you were going to say donuts.
Bats.
Bats? What happened?
No, it's not what happened. It's how can you help? There was a post over the weekend from Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control, and they're looking for those plastic coffee containers. I think that's about a gallon of coffee, maybe a little bit less. It used to come in a tin can.
Yeah.
Your parents probably bought coffee that way.
Yeah, totally.
But now they do these like plastic tubs.
Yeah.
And it's got a screw on, screw off lid.
Yeah.
That is how Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control collects and moves bats when called to do so.
Huh?
And if you think about it, it's brilliant. Here I am two houses ago and I'm trying to get the bat off of the back of some sort of like TV entertainment center.
Yeah.
And I used a colander and a piece of cardboard.
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought that was brilliant too. But they use this coffee container, same capture motion, and then you just screw the lid on, and then now you can safely unscrew the lid and let the bat fly away.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Wow.
I wouldn't even considered that.
And they need more of these?
They need, if they're going into bat season.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry. There's a bat season.
Also, so we're getting into bat season now.
That's
so,
a good heads up.
If you have any clean plastic coffee containers, is that a gallon? I'm probably using the wrong measurement.
Yeah.
But either way.
I understand what you mean,
though. Screw on,
screw off. Like, it's probably not a gallon.
Make
sure
it's totally clean. It's maybe a quart.
Ounces.
I don't know. However coffee is sold these days. And then clean it out and contact Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. Find out when they're open. Go take a look at the kitties and the puppy whoppies and also drop off one of these or two of these. For collecting bats, Claire.
That's nuts.
I didn't know. You know, a lot of people, I'm sure, are using it like change, or we'll just put some leftover nails and screws in the garage.
I always see
in there.
Stuff in the garage in there.
That's what they're used for. They're also used for collecting bats, which I didn't know that
uses.
Was a way to repurpose that.
And if you're just going to like chuck it, recycle it, or whatever.
Yeah, typically you just go recycle it, but Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control would like it
for
their
unique way to do it.
Bat collection, please. Thank you.
Gosh, Eric, you're such a good person.
Doing my part to help out the universe.
Helping to spread the word.
Uh-huh. Good
word. I guess, well, the universe needs balance. So where there's a good Eric, there's a bad Claire. I have to confess, this morning, I feel like I did a bad thing.
What'd you do?
Nothing. And that's exactly why it's bad. I did nothing. I was driving in on my merry way. And I saw a vehicle that was stopped. It was stopped. And the lights were on, and the driver's door was open, and there was no one in it. And perhaps I should have stopped to make sure that everyone was okay. But in this terrible parable, the bad Samaritan just kept on going. They eventually, I'm sure, got back in their vehicle. But I didn't see any people.
Was this in somewhere where there are houses or was it more? Okay.
Yeah. No, it was a housey place.
Maybe they're a paper deliverer.
That could be. That could be.
Does that make you feel better? You Philistine?
It could be.
You're not a Samaritan. You're a Philistine.
I'm just not a good person. I could have stopped.
Looked
what would
around.
You have
done? Just started saying, are you okay?
Hey, are you okay?
Hey, person's car over here.
But also, do they want my help? It's dark and I was scary. Maybe, am I intimidating?
Were you scary or were you scared?
I have a dark vehicle and it's big and intimidating. I didn't want to scare anybody.
You were on the road, though,
I was
where
not.
You were supposed to be.
Yeah.
They were safely pulled up. Were the blinkers on?
No.
That's now we're getting into weird.
It was a very, very weird incident.
That's weird.
But is it weirder still that I did nothing? Should I have called someone? Should I have thought to call someone before, you know,
now?
An hour later, an hour and a half after the incident?
I think if you see abandoned car side of the road prior to the hours of 5 a.m., keep going. After the hours of 5 or 5:30, maybe call it in.
Call it in.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
You were right in that gray area.
Yeah. I live in the gray, baby.
Bajons!
What's happening?
Let's break down all this basketball activity, shall we?
Please.
Iowa women's basketball team, number one seed.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited and nervous to hear this announcement.
They're the number one seed, so they are on the upper left-hand corner of the bracket. They have the hardest path to get to the Final Four, but they will host the 2024 NCAA first and second rounds of Carver Hawkeye starting on Saturday and then again on Monday the 25th. They don't know who they're playing yet. So there's a play-in game.
Okay.
So Holy Cross and UT Martin will play in Iowa City on Thursday. And then Saturday, Iowa will play that winner. That's going to be a 2 o'clock game televised on ABC. Hoping they're going to have a ticket announcement this morning?
Yeah.
They're not. It's sold out already.
Oh, okay.
100%. Well, women's basketball sold out.
I was ready for that.
The men are in the National Invitational Tournament, so not the NCAA tournament, but a smaller tournament. They're going to play Tuesday, hosting Kansas State, also at Carver, televised on ESPN. Tickets there on sale at 10 o'clock today if you want to catch the Hawkeye men's team. Spurs! Cyclones. For the 23rd time in school history, the Iowa State men's basketball team earning their bid to the NCAA tournament. They are a 2 seed, and they were getting a lot of love from the people around the desks yesterday. They will face South Dakota State Thursday in Omaha. Close game.
Okay.
Right? It's easy to drive to.
Uh-huh.
Tip off at 6:35 Thursday. That game televised on True TV. Because remember, CBS owns all these stations.
That's right. And then they start putting basketball on stations you wouldn't think would have basketball.
Cyclone women also in the NCAA tournament. They're playing Maryland from the Big Ten, 6:30 Friday. That's their fifth straight NCAA tournament appearance. That will be televised on ESPN2. So, congratulations
to
the Hawkeyes.
Iowa teams.
Drake is in there as well. I just didn't get a chance to mention the men and women for Drake as well. They're always adjusting the census numbers. They take the original census, then they're like, births and deaths and migration patterns. Yeah. Updated population estimates from the Census Bureau show growth in four of Iowa's metropolitan areas. Cedar Rapids is not one of them. Des Moines grew the fastest and the mostest.
and the mostest, bestest.
Iowa City grew 2.7%. Sioux City, small uptick. Council Bluffs, which is technically in the Omaha, but still also up. Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, Waterloo, Cedar Falls, all down just a little bit. Quad Cities down 1.3% over the past 3 years.
Yikes.
A little surprising there. I would argue, though, when you consider North Liberty is technically part of the Iowa City census,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling Cedar Rapids is just spreading, right?
Yeah.
So while I don't want to see our, because we've had gains for a long time, and let's turn that around, shall we?
Sure.
If we could do that. But it's still that one region, that one corridor.
Uh-huh.
So that's still good news with the state of Iowa in general losing population. Good to see we're in an area that is continuing to grow. Let's get you what's got us feeling all right. And that has to do, Claire, with everybody's favorite topic, agriculture. Welcome to Eric's.
Absolutely.
Everybody's favorite topic, agriculture. It's Ag Week in Iowa, my friends.
Woo!
State of Iowa is celebrating all week, including National Ag Day tomorrow.
I feel like we'll celebrate with a little bit more time for planting season, maybe?
What are you asking?
It's a statement. I saw the combines out tilling the fields.
Oh, you did?
And I thought, that's awful early.
But
it's
the weather's March. The weather's been nice.
Yeah.
Might as well get a jump on things.
Getting a jump.
You know how farmers do.
Yeah.
Did you know that a recent ag census says the value of Iowa crops and livestock is nearly a $44 billion annual industry?
No.
Approximately 1 in 5 Iowans are employed directly because of agriculture.
Makes sense, though. I mean, in this area?
Yeah.
Sure.
Today, by the way, it's kind of a volunteering in ag. So think about like food banks. That's technically at the end of the ag chain. So if you could maybe do something ag volunteering today, the state of Iowa, Department of Agriculture, would really appreciate it.
Cool.
And that wraps up Eric's Ag Corner and feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Bruno Mars, in his 9th year of his residency at Park MGM in Las Vegas, I don't know if producer Ben will have a chance to go see him, but he just announced that he has extended 12 more shows taking place throughout 2024. A new report says part of the reason for that expansion of shows is because Bruno Mars has a gambling problem, and he has actually accrued a sizable amount of debt with the casino. One person says that he owes millions to MGM from his gambling, and is, even though he has reportedly stood to make $90 million annually with his deal,
right,
he owes as much as $50 million.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let's hit pause and just put your brain around owing $50
million. $50 million. And the $90 million, they're like, that's before like taxes and everything is taken out of that.
He's got to pay people.
It's
production costs.
Not looking good. And hence, basically, MGM owes Bruno Mars, according to this new report. And so he's going to be playing Las Vegas indefinitely unless he can get his gambling habits.
That's part of the plot of the Elvis movie.
I know.
He had to stay in Vegas because his manager had all these debts at the casino.
Colonel Tom Parker had a problem, and then Elvis had to pay. Now, Bruno has no one to blame but himself, but
he's playing both characters in this scenario.
Almost exactly the same. Minus the two characters and make it one. Okay, remember last year when Jeremy Renner almost died from that big snow cat incident? He had a very long stay in the intensive care unit, and he said that he had a constant companion with him, and his constant companion was a friend from the MCU, Robert Downey Jr., always checking in to cheer him up, he said. He said, we ended up having these really great FaceTimes. like we are dating or something. The amount of times that Robert Downey Jr. was checking in on him, he was just like, he was really touched by that. He said, Robert Downey Jr. would say, dude, the most important thing is that you look good. I don't care how you feel as long as you look good. That is what matters. Obviously joking.
I don't know how he did it, but by using his slight used car salesman-ness.
Yes!
I'm endeared to Robert Downey Jr.
I know! He's just a little bit smarmy, but you know that he's kidding.
Yes!
And obviously he doesn't
and
mean
I
it.
And I love it!
He also joked that Jeremy Renner needed to get back into good health because he had to get back to work on Mayor of Kingstown because Robert Downey Jr. and his wife were actually watching it. So he really needed him to get out of bed and get going and get back to work. He said it was very endearing. And apparently that's just the way he is. Everybody who has worked with Robert Downey Jr. says he's a very nice guy. Jon Favreau, who worked with him on Iron Man, said that he's just somebody when he's not working, he's still connecting with people. He keeps relationships going. He's always checking in with you, even though they're not working together right
now. That's great.
Just awesome. And I just, in that spirit, want to keep checking in on people, even though we haven't heard of the Cash Me Outside gal in quite some time.
No.
Here on Z-Sleaze.
Made famous on Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, back in 2016, if you can believe it. Bad Baby, as she goes by now, rapper, just welcomed a daughter of her own.
Bad Baby had a baby.
Yes.
Bad Baby's baby.
Bad Baby's baby, which if karma understands how karma works, her little girl should be something a little Dickens to raise.
Cash Me Outside. How about that?
How about that?
Mom.
Oh. Yeah. So welcome to the world, Batter Baby or whatever her name is. I didn't get the name, but I do want to just say congratulations.
Little ball of fur.
Congratulations, Bad Baby. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
7-Eleven now with the Morning Scramble. Monday morning, you get to the office. First thing you do is get coffee.
Of course.
Second thing you do is glance at email. Third thing you do is see the first coworker and ask them how their weekend was.
How was your weekend? What did you guys do?
Oh, my God. You guys, I got to show this picture.
Yes, we have to play a little bit of catch up because even though it was just like 2 days of weekend, it feels like you can really cram in a lot when you have a holiday on that weekend as well.
Yes, which as you go to our photos, you have a mixture of St. Patrick's Day, spring break, and Ben.
And then there's Ben.
And Vegas. our photos are up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, starting with my two favorite little dudes. So for yesterday's entry in the Sap It Up Soap Parade, it was a Hey Baby. It was a little baby and a little bit of band.
Yeah.
All, which if at any time I can't say it enough, all volunteer, by the way.
Totally.
Thank you for coming out. The wind was not fun to deal with.
No.
It was snowing occasionally, light flurries during the parade.
We contacted the moms and we said, hey, it's cold. You might not want to bring your babies out.
And I had three emails right out the gate, which was basically, thank you for giving me permission to say no, because I was going to say no anyway.
Cool.
But we did have some brave little ones and some brave moms who braved the parade. Please note in this photo, look at their little tiny mustaches.
Adorable.
These are future facial hair potential band leaders of the Z102.9 marching band.
For sure.
And it was just great to get their photo as we were getting ready to walk the streets of Cedar Rapids. It was such a fun time. So big thanks to, our parade entry was up in the Z stories over the course of the weekend. I'm sure there'll be more photos to come. Just, it was a great time yesterday. Had a wonderful time at the parade.
It was fantastic. Thanks to everybody in the band who volunteered their time to make a joyful noise in the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids. It was awesome.
Yes. Now, that was yesterday. You were there. Your daughter Audrey was there. But we've got a photo with you and your daughter Cora. And I just feel like this isn't in Iowa.
It's not. No, I was very concerned that our plans were going to be derailed. Spring break was kind of a lot of sickness woven into our spring break with like each person kind of going down at a different wave. But we managed to get our trip in. We wanted to go to Minneapolis, to the Mall of America. We hadn't been in quite some time and the girls wanted to go shopping. So we did that. We did all of like the super touristy stuff, waited in line for an hour to ride this world's smallest roller coaster. The whole experience.
Yes. Oh, memories. Oh, the memories, Claire.
Such sweet
memories.
You
mean you made memories for an hour?
I made memories for, yes.
To ride a Nickelodeon-themed roller coaster with Snoopy on it.
Are you kidding me? That's it? There's only four of us? How did you plan this? Why did you do it this way? Anyways, that's fine. We had a great time. But as we were walking around the M&M store, we ran into a celebrity.
Up until right now, I thought that was a statue.
No!
And now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that arm probably moves. Oh my God, it's an M&M person.
It's a person. Yellow M&M.
He's the dumb one.
Was walking around. And he had a friend with him. he was walking around the M&M store taking pictures with people. It's kind of... I know it's like the Easter Bunny's big holiday,
yeah.
But it's M&M's big
M&M
holiday
season,
too.
Yeah.
And really, he looks just like an Easter egg.
Good point.
So he
Same
was ready
shape.
To go.
He's the old. He's the first peanut M&M character, right?
Yes.
There are two things in your photo I've got questions on.
Sure.
One is the kid over your right shoulder. Do you know him? Because he's staring straight at the camera.
No, but he's like, what? There's a chance to take a picture with an M&M? Cool.
And then the second over Cora's left shoulder, I'm sure that's hand sanitizer.
It is.
But I want it to be an M&M dispenser on the wall.
I know.
A wall M&M dispenser? Are
Here's
you kidding me?
The deal. They have to be super careful with their samples. The M&M's,
oh, yeah.
They can't give out any, like the peanut butter M&M's and the peanut M&M's was their big push because they look like eggs,
yes.
Right? They couldn't give those out.
Though. That'll kill a kid.
They're like, and I can't give it to the kid. I have to give it to you, Mom. Here is a free sample. I'm giving it to you, Mom. If you want to give it to her, you sure can.
That's your decision.
Yes.
Not us at M&M Incorporated.
It could not have been more clear. I was like, got it. Righto.
Thank you very much.
Also, be on the lookout for purple M&M.
Get out of here.
A lady M&M made an appearance. I don't know if it was a special thing for Easter.
I think she popped up in a Super Bowl commercial.
What?
I've not seen it come up in a bag, though.
She's
Have you?
New to me. No, and she didn't appear anywhere else other than, like, take a picture. She's, like, with all the Easter kind of colors.
Yes. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of interesting, it's rare that when producer Ben is in town, we get a photo. But when he's on vacation... And sent it to me in real time. I got it emailed to me this morning before 5 a.m.
Before 5 a.m., which so Vegas time would have been.
Would have been before, in the late twos,
Two,
early
three?
Threes. Yes.
Huh. That's Looks awfully late or very early.
Producer Ben went to see Chris Angel, Mind Freak, and he is on stage in a straitjacket. Now, was he in the show? That is my question.
He had to have been. He's with a lady who I'm assuming was in the show.
I would assume, or could be. Now,
is that Chris?
That's not Chris Angel. Okay. Chris Angel's a man, not
okay.
a woman.
Okay.
That's Christine Angel.
Christine Angel.
But I've seen a couple of magic shows where they do the old straitjacket trick. Notice it's not under his crotchal zone. Typically, if he's fully in,
I wasn't looking there, Eric. Tell me more.
Please draw your eyes to below Ben's belt, because I'm wondering if, because I've been to a couple shows where they let you do photos on the stage before the whole show starts.
Yeah, yeah.
So regardless of if he's in the show or not, the fact that he's in Vegas, you go to a internationally known magician show, that's awesome.
Now, in Ben's description of this photo, he's in a straitjacket, but he says that he got to be in a double record-breaking record setting. Is the jacket the record setter?
I don't know.
The jacket is the... I don't know.
What did it set? What record
you know
was
what?
Set?
I feel like there's more story to be told on
he
this photo.
He may have typed this at 3 in the morning.
True.
We should call him and ask him.
I'd like for a yes. little bit of an explanation on this photo.
We still need to get to other photos first.
Yeah.
But make a note.
I'm going to back burner this.
Remind us to call you later.
Leave Ben. This is the time I'd be yelling, Ben, remind us to call Ben.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Actually, it's a quiet day for the Irish. Maybe maybe just a shh.
Hey, if everybody could keep it down just
guys,
a little bit.
It's a great day for Excedrin. It's a great day
for
Advil.
March 18th is a great day for Excedrin. It's a great day for Advil and Tylenol. Naps.
We're giddy. We're bubbly. We're so enjoying the fact that Z102.9 won two awards in this year's Sapadapaso parade.
I cannot believe we got best walking entry, which is very appreciated because it was a cold one.
That entire group, be it babies, kids, parents or people playing instruments, volunteer.
Totally.
And we appreciate each and every one of you coming out.
Mine is my daughter. She was voluntold, and she was there.
She was shotgun riding in the car. She's doing a great job.
She was fine.
Oh, wait, no, she was there.
She was voluntold. She was walking.
She had a sign. But if you work down into the family awards, and I'm looking at the Jim Glynn Memorial Award for Most Entertaining.
Which I don't recall being a category before.
There we are, Z102.9, in Heaven There Is No Beer performance.
The performance we did for the judges?
Takes the award for the performance we did for the judges.
Well.
I mean, I felt good when we got there. We all turned in position. We all turned perfect coordination. We were in sync, and then we went into the beer song, and we had a great time. They were singing it from the judges' stand.
It was pretty cool. That was a very cool moment.
Claire, we need to share this news.
I feel like I want to tell somebody. Like I want to tell the world. I'm so proud of us.
There's somebody who's not even hearing this right now. Producer Ben is in Vegas.
But you know what? He is going to want to hear about this.
We know he's up because he sent us some photos at like 3 a.m. his time.
So you know he's still up.
He's still up, right?
Yes.
Do you want to? Should we?
It's worth a call.
Okay.
I'm going to
dial so you can't hear the tones because I don't want people getting his number.
Okay.
And then as soon as I hear
it. Can you identify a number based on the tones?
I've heard that before. I think it's an urban legend. But I'm going to dial now.
Boop, 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 boop.
Here, Claire will do the sounds.
And if you can identify the numbers I'm giving
you. And then in just a second, it should. There it is. Okay.
Do you think you'll pick up?
Do you want to say or you want me to say? I don't know.
You say it.
Okay.
Hi, producer Ben. Leave me a message.
Oh, it's his voicemail.
Hey, hi, Ben.
Hey, buddy. We hope we're having a great time in Vegas. Thank you for sending your...
It's Claire and Eric.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Scramble. And you said... we work with you. You sent us some photos earlier this morning. I thought you'd be up, but it's probably buffet time right now.
Probably.
Or maybe you're at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You were on stage in a straitjacket. Thank you for sending that photo. But Claire's got some exciting news.
Ben, you will want to know that the Z102.9 marching band in the Sapadapa Soap Parade, we won. We won not one, but two awards, Ben.
Yeah, we won Best Walking Entry, and we also won Most Entertaining Family Award, the Jim Glynn Memorial Award. Producer Ben, we had to share the news with you.
We are so excited, and I'm just so thrilled. So I guess that's all we had. Anything else to add, Eric?
No, I just hope you're having a great time, and keep sending us some pictures, and we'll probably call back to make sure you got this.
Yes, just to make sure.
So, okay. Should I hang up now?
Well, yeah, I guess. Okay, have a great day, Ben.
Bye, Ben. Bye,
Ben.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.